Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we welcome you to the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us as we worship Him in song and in prayer and from reading God's Word. Let's have a time of refreshing. Let's draw near to God during this time together. Let's join in and worship Him now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you. And as always, we greet you in the lovely name of Jesus and remind you that there is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. His name is called Jesus for one reason. Matthew chapter 1 tells us, "For He shall save His people from their sins." Let's turn to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. Psalms 119, verse 41. Let Thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even Thy salvation according to Thy Word. Praise the Lord for the wonderful words of life on this broadcast today. Get ready to pray with us in just a little while. We're going to dedicate today's prayer time to America and our leaders of our country. We're thankful for our religious freedom that we do have. Page 583 in the Sing His Praise hymnal. Join with us on a couple of verses of America the Beautiful. Let's join in together.
Skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee.
Wonderful, wonderful patriotic song. Aren't you glad that we have some patriotic things to sing about in the country that we live in? I mentioned earlier we're thankful for our religious freedom and the liberty that we have, even though I know it's being attacked on every hand, and it looks like there's a chance we might lose it. We need to take advantage of it while we can. Attend a good, full gospel church, read your Bible, and pray, and tell others about Jesus. Our precious promise today comes to us from Psalms 119, beginning with verse 89. We're going to take advantage of this freedom on the radio as often as we can. He says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thy ordinances, for all are thy servants." Praise the Lord. I appreciate the fact that for a number of years we've been able to bring you a radio program and be on the internet and our website, and never one time have we ever had any objection. Never one time have we ever had any problems with the law. Never one time has anyone made any accusations toward us that we have had to deal with. We've had perfect liberty and freedom since day one to get on here and sing and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ without a restriction. We appreciate our stations that let us broadcast, and we appreciate that liberty. Let's look to the Lord in prayer today. Father, we thank you today for the reason that we have this liberty and this great country is because thy word is settled in heaven. Lord, you've been faithful to all generations. You established the earth, and it continues to abide unto this day. Lord, we are so thankful for thy ordinances. And Lord, we want to be thy servant, as was written here in Psalms 119. Bless our nation. Help us to continue, Lord, to be a God-fearing nation. When so many, Lord, are casting you aside and not recognizing your presence or your power and disregarding, Lord, the respect that you deserve, I pray, Lord, that you'll speak to our hearts. And I pray, Lord, you'll help us as pastors and radio evangelists and missionaries and laborers in the vineyard, whether we have an office or not. Lord, help our lights to so shine before men that they can see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Use our country, help our president, Lord. You told us to pray for those in authority. Whether we agree with him or whether we don't, we are to pray with him. Help our other officials that are in place in our nation. I pray, Lord, you'll speak to them. They'll be praying men and women and God-fearing and Holy Spirit-directed. Use us for the glory of God to win souls, we pray. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise him with us now. God bless America. I love. don't you just raise your hand and give him a praise? I'll give you some contact information at the end, but I trust that your 4th of July is being blessed and patriotic, and the Lord is blessing you and you're feeling his presence near. God bless the USA. If tomorrow all the things were gone that I'd worked for all my life, and I'd had to start again with just my family and my wife, I'd thank my God above to be living here today, because the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died and gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, and from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and from New York to American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
and I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died and gave that right to
I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. Thank you for worshiping with us. Join us for the next service tomorrow or as soon as you can. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. You've been endued with power from on high, the Power of Pentecost.